Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new Pennywise podcast. From Lee Enterprises, I'm your host, Terry Barr. Well, the student loan debt plan, we've all been watching this and learning more about it. It is on hold once again after federal judges suspend the program until any appeals can actually play out. What does this mean for you if you were hoping to get in on the student loan debt plan? Well, we are lucky to have joining us today Cecilia Clark. Cecilia is a student loans expert with NerdWallet. And Cecilia, wow, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so the original plan from President Biden included up to $20,000 in federal loan forgiveness. How would this work if we actually get back to this at some point? How could this actually work?
Yeah, so if this comes to fruition, those who have received a Pell Grant at any time during their college experience will be eligible for $20,000 in federal student loan forgiveness. Those who did not get a Pell Grant will be eligible for $10,000 in student loan forgiveness. And this is all dependent on that borrower meeting the income thresholds, which is $125,000 a year for a filer or a borrower who files independently, and $250,000 a year for a borrower who files jointly.
I want to ask too, since we're on the idea of the borrowers, is there old debt? You know, say somebody took out their student loan 20 years ago, can they still apply when applications reopen?
So that depends. It depends on what kind of federal student loan they have. If their federal student loan is owned by the federal government, then they're good to go. No problems. Even if they consolidated their debt into a direct loan and it is owned by the federal government, they're good to go. Now, if they have one of these old Pell loans that is owned by a private entity, then they may not be eligible. So it's important you need to know what kind of loan you have, who owns your loan. The best way to figure that out is to call your servicer.
Oh, very good. Okay. So again, this is all sort of if this comes back into being a plan that everybody can use. You know, right now, the White House, the officials there are saying 26 million people have applied, 16 million applicants are approved. So now what happens to all those people that had their applications approved?
So all of those applications are being held. The administration still has them. The education department still has them, but they're not being processed. No forgiveness is being applied to accounts at this time. And according to the latest ruling, as of last week, Friday, that is not going to happen in the foreseeable future. So a judge recently deemed this program unlawful. That's on top of the stay that we were already experiencing. So the education department has these applications, but there are no new applications being accepted at this time, and nothing is being done for processing the applications that are already on file.
Wow. Okay. So why are they again getting involved in stopping this program?
So there were several lawsuits put forth against this program since it rolled out. So several entities had issues with it, different issues, and decided that they were going to, you know, see their arguments out in court. To this day, two of them have had some measure of success. That first one that you discussed basically put a stay on it. So, hey, you cannot process these applications. When that came out, the education department was still accepting applications.
Right.
So the message was, hey, don't even worry about it. We're still accepting applications, but we're just not going to be processing and, you know, giving any forgiveness at this time, but keep them coming in. With this latest lawsuit where the judge basically said that the program was unlawful, the Department of Education has shut off applications. So at this time, you can't even apply. Now the administration has appealed, but we should not expect a resolution on this in the near or immediate future. This could be months down the line.
Yeah, these kinds of things now tend to move kind of slow. Are you also saying that no one has received any money from this program at this point?
No one has received any money from the federal student loan cancellation program of $10,000 or $20,000. Now, what people may have received is a refund check. If you requested a refund for any payments that you made on your student loan during the pandemic, you might have gotten that back, but you have not received that $10,000 or $20,000 credit to your account.
There's always this that comes in, and it's a bummer to talk about scammers, but I feel like it's a good way to alert people too that, yeah, once again, scammers are out there and they're trying to get in on this by calling people. What do you advise? What should people do?
Yeah, so a couple of things. Right now, again, the application process is paused. So if anyone is calling you saying they have the inside scoop, they have the back door, this is not a thing, do not give them any information. But on top of that, even with applications running as normal, the education department is not contacting anyone to apply. If the education department does not already have the information they need from you to enroll you automatically, then you have to apply independently on the website. So anyone reaching out to you, trying to get you enrolled, trying to sell you some idea that they can do it quickly, hang up immediately. Huge red flag. This is a scam.
Yeah. When it sounds too good to be true, it is.
Absolutely.
Okay. So where is everything right now?
So right now, the student loan cancellation program is effectively blocked until the appeal plays out. That is the status right now. Borrowers should not expect to see cancellation applied to their account at any time until this appeal is done. And this could be months and could be, you know, a very lengthy, drawn out process. With that being said, federal student loan payments are still set to restart January 2023. So right. There has not yet been another announcement of an extension. So no federal student loan cancellation. However, federal student loan bills still on schedule as of now to come out starting January 2023.
And that is right around the corner. So what would you say is the bottom line? What do we really need to be thinking about right now?
So the bottom line is that borrowers need to worry about the things they can control. You can't control what is happening with these lawsuits. You can't control when or if they're going to apply this cancellation to your account. What you can control is making sure that you are ready for payments to restart in January, assuming that stays on schedule. You also can't control if another extension happens. So just make sure that you have planned those bills back into your budget. If you know you're going to struggle, contact your servicer immediately and talk to them about options that you have, be it income-driven repayment or otherwise.
You know, I think that's the biggest thing we've learned in doing these various episodes of the podcast. Talk about what's going on. Talk with whoever you're working with, wherever you might be making your payments. It makes it a lot less painful when everybody's on the same page, right?
Yeah, that's right. And it'll give you some peace of mind too. So if you're looking at this and you were banking on that $10,000 or $20,000, and now you're looking at a bill that you haven't seen in almost 3 years coming back, and you're getting anxiety and you don't know how you're going to fit it back in your schedule, call your servicer, get yourself some peace of mind knowing that you have a plan and that you'll be good to go at the start of the year.
Cecilia Clark, student loans expert with NerdWallet. Thank you for all the information and obviously some pretty good tips for us too to take with us moving forward. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm Terry Barr, your host for the Lee Enterprises Pennywise podcast, a new episode every Thursday. We thank you for being here today.
B-sides, rare finds, secret shows. Whether it's a must-see concert or a must-have coin, curious types crave interesting experiences. Bittrex is a cryptocurrency exchange empowering traders to feed their curiosity. With more than 100 tokens and unparalleled security, Bittrex offers a platform for next big thing discoverers to dive in. Get ready to trade beyond the trend. Discover more at bittrex.com. Trading involves significant risk of loss and is not suitable for all individuals. Carefully consider your level of experience and risk before trading. B-sides, rare finds, secret shows. Whether it's a must-see concert or a must-have coin, curious types crave interesting experiences. Bittrex is a cryptocurrency exchange empowering traders to feed their curiosity. With more than 100 tokens and unparalleled security, Bittrex offers a platform for next big thing discoverers to dive in. Get ready to trade beyond the trend. Discover more at bittrex.com. Trading involves significant risk of loss and is not suitable for all individuals. Carefully consider your level of experience and risk before trading.